Right, 707 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings, Thursday style. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you here. Dr. Bill joins us for an in-depth weather discussion at 735. We have tropical weather in the Gulf, looks to be tracking towards Texas, and now a new named storm in the Atlantic. Welcome, Gonzalo, or maybe not welcome, Gonzalo. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. Start off this hour like we do the 6 and 7 o'clock hours with coronavirus numbers nationally and here locally, as fatalities are now rising as well as spikes in new cases across the Sun Belt and elsewhere in the U.S. Dalton has more.
Yeah, in America, Sean, we're close to passing 4 million total positive cases of coronavirus, and there have now been over 135,000 that have died due to COVID-19. 70,403 new cases added yesterday, and the 7-day averages are at all-time highs for both testing and new cases in America. We're averaging 783,000 tests per day over the last week and just under 67,000 new cases per day. That's right around 8.5% total positivity rate for America. And yesterday, 1,126 deaths added to the nation's toll. That's the highest number since May 24th. We're now averaging 834 deaths per day nationally over the last week. And there have been over 48 million total tests reported since the pandemic began. Here in Alabama, 70,413 confirmed cases in the state, where 1,325 have died due to COVID-19. Yesterday, we added 1,338 new cases. The state averaging 1,741 cases per day over the last 7 days and averaging just under 10,000 tests per day. That's nearly an 18% positivity rate, much higher than the national average of 8.5%. And a grim milestone yesterday, 57 deaths reported. That's 10 more than the all-time high for Alabama of 47, which was reported last Wednesday. And although we're not at the peak, we haven't reached again the highest 7-day average. It did climb a little bit yesterday. We're now averaging 20 deaths per day in the state. Mobile County added 164 new cases yesterday with 7 new deaths. Mobile has had 6,443 cases of coronavirus and 168 that have died due to the virus. Baldwin County added 87 new cases and 0 deaths yesterday. They've had 2,164 cases with 15 deaths. Washington County has had 234 cases with 9 that have died. Clark County, 403 cases with 8 deaths. Monroe County, 332 cases with 3 deaths. Connecticut County, 299 cases and 9 have died. Escambia County has had 697 positive cases with 15 deaths. Choctaw County, 244 cases with 12 deaths. And Wilcox County, 363 cases with 9 deaths. And Jefferson County continues to lead the way in Alabama. They had the most new cases again yesterday with 187 and also added 5 deaths to their toll. Jefferson County has 9,275 cases, nearly 3,000 more than Mobile County, which has the second most in the state. Yesterday, Mobile and Baldwin County had the second and third highest increase in new cases. And that's a look at the numbers around the state and the rest of the nation.
All right, Dalton, with that update, speaking of updates on the way, what might this second stimulus look like coming out of the Washington? Senate's talking about this right now. We'll get to some of those details coming up in just a little bit. Also, speaking of what they were doing yesterday in Washington, with a vote of 305-113, the House agreed to remove Confederate statues from U.S. Capitol building there in the rotunda. Linda Kenyon has more.
The yeas are 305. The nays are 113.
It was a lopsided vote to remove the statues described as symbols of racial division.
When people say these are symbols of heritage and not hate, I say to them, hate is a heritage.
House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn of South Carolina said the statues, which honor Confederate war heroes, do not belong in the U.S. Capitol building. Instead, he says, they belong in a museum.
This legislation calls for removing them from a place of honor and putting them maybe over in the some museum until the states that sent them up here, including my state, can come and get them.
Republican Tom McClintock disagreed.
That is a decision that has always belonged to the individual states, and several of them are already making these decisions. We should let them.
McClintock added removing statues based on the events of the moment would cheapen the nation's history.
If we're going to start down that road, we're going to be swapping out statues like trading cards.
The head of the Congressional Black Caucus didn't see it that way. way.
My ancestors built the Capitol, but yet there are monuments to the very people that enslaved my ancestors.
Representative Karen Bass added, some statues simply do not belong in the U.S. Capitol complex.
Statues are not just historical markers, but are tributes, a way to honor an individual, and these individuals do not deserve to be honored.
House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer agreed.
Defenders and purveyors of sedition, slavery, segregation, and white supremacy have no place in this temple of liberty.
Representative Clyburn said removing the statues does not mean Congress is turning its back on history.
I do not advocate and don't want anybody tearing down any statues.
By removing them and putting them in a museum, he said, America preserves its history and learns from it. He welcomed the support of Republican Paul Mitchell.
To not acknowledge, to recognize, to understand our history was a very real risk of reliving it, and my God, we can't continue to do that.
Leader Hoyer says the bill not only would remove statues of Confederates like Robert E. Lee and Jefferson Davis.
I work to ensure that this bill includes the removal of the bust of a former Chief Justice, Roger Brooke Taney, born in the district that I represent, a son of slave owners, and replace it with a bust of Justice Thurgood Marshall.
Chief Justice Taney was the author of the Dred Scott decision that declared African Americans could not be citizens. Justice Thurgood Marshall was the first African American justice to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
All right, 7:15 FM Talk 106.5. So means for now, this passes the House. I don't know that this passes the Senate, but what would it mean for Alabama? I guess that would mean the statue of Fighting Joe Wheeler, Joseph Wheeler, would be removed and sent to a museum. I don't imagine the Helen Keller statue would be of question. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. Also coming up in sports.
Well, it looks like Alabama fall sports in high school will start on time this year. Executive Director of the AHSAA, Steve Savarese, has a press conference later this afternoon to lay out the plan. And Mookie Betts with the LA Dodgers has signed a record-setting contract extension. I'll let you know more coming up in sports.
Also coming up, Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report around 7:50. We'll check news headlines from WKRG next.
Not all homes are the same, and neither are all pest control companies. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management has built their business on relationships. A local independent dealer using higher quality products to get better results. Treating indoor and outdoor pests, including mosquitoes, roaches, and fleas. If you're tired of the big bug guys raising prices and lowering their service, call the local experts, Wildlife Solutions Pest Management, 654-6778. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The head of the Alabama Hospital Association says the state needs more healthcare workers. Dr. Don Williamson says workers are fatigued and many of them have been infected with COVID-19 while treating patients. Alabama and other states have seen a spike in confirmed cases after the 4th of July weekend. Williamson says cities like Mobile, Birmingham, and Dothan are at a critical stage with intensive care beds quickly filling up. Mobile County's soccer complex officially opens today. The long-awaited sports facility will hold its grand opening ceremony and first exhibition games this evening. Phase one of that project is already done. That includes two tournament quality fields, two practice fields, an entrance road, a parking lot, and lighting. And there's plenty of room at the complex for future expansion. Pope Francis sent his condolences following the death of Archbishop Emeritus Oscar Lipscomb. The Catholic Week shared the letter the pontiff sent to Archbishop Thomas Rohde. Pope Francis says he was saddened to learn the former archbishop's death and sends his thoughts to the members of the Archdiocese of Mobile. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News.
Sportsman's Marine has been your trusted boat dealership on the Eastern Shore since 1950. With that much experience, we know what's reliable. Yamaha. And Sportsman's Marine is the Gulf Coast's five-star Yamaha service dealer. You don't want to trust anything else when saltwater boating and saltwater fishing. If it's time to replace or upgrade your old motor, visit sportsmansmarine.com. Check out this year's newest Yamaha outboard motors. Visit sportsmansmarine.com or call 251-928-2244. Today.
Fresh, local, that's Allegri Farm Market. With fresh produce daily straight from their farm to your table. Sneak out and catch this morning's pickings and bring home the goodness of the Baldwin County earth, rain, and sunshine. Seasonal fruits, vegetables, locally made products, dairy, shelled peas, and ready-to-cook casseroles. Allegri Farm Market helps make fresh meals easy and affordable. Just off I-10 and Daphne at Highway 181 and County Road 64. Open daily 8 to 6, Sundays 9 to 6. Fresh, local, delicious. Allegri Farm Market.
Good morning, 717 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. It appears that Alabama high school fall sports will begin on time this season. Yesterday, the AHSAA Central Board approved the association's return to play best practices recommended guidelines. Today, Executive Director Steve Savarese has a scheduled virtual press conference at 1 p.m. where he's expected to officially announce the return to play plan. Under these approved rules, fall sports teams have the option to begin fall workouts this coming Monday and can hold their first competitions on August 20th. Just in time for the start of the 2020 Major League Baseball season, superstar outfielder Mookie Betts and the LA Dodgers agreed yesterday to a 12-year, $365 million contract extension. The deal for the former American League MVP tops the previous extension record of $360 million, which was signed by Mike Trout last year, and it includes a record $65 million signing bonus. Betts is the sixth MLB player to sign a contract worth over $300 million. The 27-year-old had spent his entire career with Boston until the Dodgers acquired him from the Red Sox in a blockbuster trade over the winter. Betts is considered one of the best all-around players in baseball. He's a four-time All-Star with four Gold Gloves. He won the World Series and AL MVP award with Boston back in 2018. The Dodgers have now locked up a young roster full of stars for the near future. They've won seven consecutive NL West titles and have lost two World Series in the last four seasons. As the country continues to try to get the coronavirus under control, the NFL confirmed Wednesday that if fans are allowed at NFL games this season, they will have to wear masks. The league has not announced a policy on whether fans will be allowed to attend games. They're instead leaving that up to teams to make the decision based on local mandates. The Atlanta Falcons released plans yesterday for hosting between 10 and 20,000 fans at their home games this year. The Jets and Giants announced Monday that there would be no fans at their home games at MetLife Stadium until further notice. Las Vegas Raiders owner Mark Davis said that he's leaning towards not having fans attend games at Las Vegas' new Allegiant Stadium this season. The LA Rams announced Tuesday that their new SoFi Stadium will be at limited or no capacity, and Philadelphia city officials last week announced that no fans would be allowed in the stands during Eagles games in 2020. With or without fans, once those regular season games begin on September 10th, it will likely be the first time that NFL officials will have set foot on a football field since the last games they called in the 2019 season. In a normal year, officiating crews get some practice by working team training camps and have traditionally worked four preseason games each year. But with no preseason scheduled and league protocols keeping them away from training camp, it doesn't appear that the referees will be able to practice with their crews until the penalty flags start flying in week one. In NBA news, the New Orleans Pelicans announced yesterday that rookie forward Zion Williamson has been getting tested daily for the coronavirus since he's been away from the team. The Pelicans added that although there's no timetable for his return, Williamson fully intends to rejoin the team. Zion left the team and Disney's NBA bubble back on July 16th because of a family medical emergency. According to NBA protocol, if Williamson continues to test negative each day that he's gone, he only has to quarantine for 4 days upon his return. If he were not testing daily, Zion would have to quarantine for at least 10 days. The Pelicans will face the Utah Jazz on July 30th on the opening night of the league's restart. For Zion to be eligible to play in that game, he'd have to be back in the bubble by this Sunday. On the sports schedule for today, finally, MLB opening day for the shortened 2020 regular season. Tonight at 6, the season begins with the World Series champion Washington Nationals hosting the New York Yankees. Then at 9 o'clock, the LA Dodgers host San Francisco. Both of those games will air on ESPN. The NASCAR Cup Series hits the track at Kansas Speedway for the final midweek race of the 2020 season. Points leader Kevin Harvick won the pole position in a drawing, with Joey Logano starting to his side. The green flag will fly not long after 6:45 tonight on NBCSN. And the first round of the 3M Open in Minnesota begins this morning on the PGA Tour. Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka are the pre-tournament favorites. Live coverage begins at 1:30 on the Golf Channel. 722 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction and commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for periods of showers and thunderstorms. The high's around 90 degrees. Tonight, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely, with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Sticks River Shooting Center in Robertsdale has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sticks River Shooting Center, a fun place to shoot. Come get your aim on.
For the Lotus CBD Traffic Center at Airport and Azalea, they're moving an accident out of the roadway now without injuries. Been a good ride across the Bayway with no delays. 98 Fairhope and Daphne, Spanish Fort from Malbus to Loxley and I-10, and again northbound 65 up towards Saraland. No major backups or delays. Allison Pierce is a lawyer you could trust with Pierce Law Firm, serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years, specializing in bankruptcy law with a hassle-free solution to your financial problems at PierceLawFirm.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
At 7:24, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings, about 10 minutes away from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams and an in-depth weather discussion. We'll talk about, this today and the weekend ahead, but also the tropics. That's part of the mix. We've got tropical weather in the Gulf heading towards Texas, and now a newly named tropical storm, Gonzalo, in the Atlantic. That and a whole lot more coming up with Dr. Bill in about 10 minutes. All right. Washington, lots of obviously going on in Washington. Part of this, though, is what's being done in the Senate as they're working through a new stimulus package, CARES Act Part 4 or 5, or a new, I don't care what it's called. What's important to Americans is money, right? And unemployment benefits out there. Forbes had a breakdown of this yesterday, Dalton, and kind of gave us some bullet points on it.
Yeah, so, the Democrats in the House, and actually the entirety of the House, voted a couple weeks ago or last week on their $3 trillion stimulus package. The Republicans, on the other hand, are looking at more of a $1 trillion stimulus package. And I know the first question from a lot of people are, what about those stimulus checks? We got those, what, about a month or two and a half months ago? They look like the Republicans are planning on including a second stimulus check, and it looks like it'll be just about the exact same as the first stimulus check, $1,200 per individual, $2,400 for married filers, and then up to $500 for each dependent. Of course, that depends on your income. If you earn less than $75,000 per person, you'll get that check, or if you're filing as a married couple, $150,000 or less, that's how you get those $1,200 checks. So it looks like that is on the table. But then with the unemployment benefits, you know, there's been lots of round and round in Washington on that. The Democrats want to continue with the $600 a week unemployment benefit. That was set to expire and is set to expire July 25th. The Republicans look like they are going to kind of keep that going, but they're looking at more towards $200 per week for unemployment benefits rather than the $600 a week that we've been seeing. Of course, the argument there is that that creates more of an incentive to get back to work if you're not making that extra $600 a week on unemployment. Another part that's pretty crucial to this bill, because the president said he would not sign it unless there is a payroll tax cut, And they will likely include a payroll tax cut here. They said it would reduce or eliminate Medicare and Social Security tax. Both the employees and employers can benefit since employers contribute to this as well. And they said here it might be structured as a payroll tax deferral rather than an upfront tax cut. That means that the payroll tax could be owed at a later date, which would provide some upfront savings, which I'm sure are important to a lot of those business owners out there right now. Also, you know, they've got to continue to put money towards fighting coronavirus. They're planning to propose $105 billion in this next package to open schools and another $15 billion for child care centers. That includes $70 billion for K-12 schools to reopen, $30 billion for colleges and universities, and $5 billion for governors to spend at their discretion. So you know what that means. Another argument in Montgomery as we decide how we're going to spend that money. Also, something you talked about a lot yesterday and some this morning, Sean, liability protections for businesses. They say here that Mitch McConnell made liability protection his top issue for this new stimulus. Businesses, hospitals, and schools would receive 5 years of liability protection. That's retroactive to last year, so I think it would sunset in 2024. It is expected to be included in today's Republican stimulus proposal. And then student loan forgiveness, something that Democrats have been pushing for. They say on Forbes to not expect student loan forgiveness in this new stimulus. In that House Democrats plan, they passed a weakened student loan forgiveness plan. It would provide $10,000 of student loan forgiveness only for borrowers who are struggling financially. That is not expected to be in the Republicans' plan. Payroll protection program, they're expected to extend that. It's right now set to expire on August 8th. The Republicans proposing to use the unspent $134 billion that was previously authorized to make PPP loans, and then $25 billion for coronavirus testing and contact tracing. So that's equal to the $9 billion already authorized in a prior stimulus plan, plus $16 billion of new spending.
All right, Dalton, with those updates, we appreciate it. Lots to talk about there. We'll check in with Dr. Bill coming up, and news headlines from WKRG are next right here on FM Talk 106.5. Glad you're here.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The head of the Alabama Hospital Association says the state needs more healthcare workers. Dr. Don Williamson says workers are fatigued and many of them have been infected with COVID-19 while treating patients. Alabama and other states have seen a spike in confirmed cases after the 4th of July weekend. Williamson says cities like Mobile, Birmingham, and Dothan are at a critical stage with intensive care beds quickly filling up. Mobile County's soccer complex officially opens today. The long-awaited sports facility will hold its grand opening ceremony and first exhibition games this evening. Phase one of that project is already done. That includes two tournament quality fields, two practice fields, an entrance road, a parking lot, and lighting. And there's plenty of room at the complex for future expansion. Pope Francis sent his condolences following the death of Archbishop Emeritus Oscar Lipscomb. The Catholic Week shared the letter the pontiff sent to Archbishop Thomas Rohde. Pope Francis says he was saddened to learn of the former archbishop's death and sends his thoughts to the members of the Archdiocese of Mobile. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
So you're moving. You found the perfect house not too far from town, but now how are you going to get your safe moved? Call Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at 251-479-WARD for a quote. It's what they do. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is your hometown source when it comes to locking up your valuables, and they know how to handle your safe with care. You've got enough to think about. Let Mike Ward's take the worry away. Call 251-479-WARD for a quote today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
The Senate is set to consider another COVID-19 rescue package. Correspondent Jessica Ettinger says the package includes unemployment benefit extensions.
Some compromising in Washington starting to happen over the $600 a week unemployment federal bonus payment that ends with this weekend's next check for nearly 20 million out-of-work Americans. But instead of 600 extra a week, Republicans would dramatically reduce it to $100 extra a week.
Joe Biden is releasing a video of his first in-person meeting with Barack Obama since the coronavirus outbreak began. Now, teasers show Biden and Obama discussing passage of their administration's health care law and blaming President Trump for stoking division and animosity among Americans. Wall Street futures are higher this morning ahead of the opening bell, with the NASDAQ showing the biggest numbers right now. I'm Evan Haining.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. Chipotle beat Wall Street expectations for second quarter earnings as soaring digital sales helped it recover amid the coronavirus crisis and continue the performance that boosted its share price 40% so far this year. Digital sales for the quarter, including customers who order ahead through Chipotle's mobile app to pick up in special drive-through Chipotle lanes, soared 216% to nearly 61% of total sales. But the chain says earnings during the current quarter will likely be bumpy. Tesla is heading to Texas to build its largest auto assembly plant. The factory will be in Travis County near Austin and will employ at least 5,000 people with a minimum wage of $15 an hour. Tesla has said it will invest $1.1 billion. The news came as Tesla reported its fourth consecutive profitable quarter, a milestone that may strengthen CEO Elon Musk's pitch that he can spearhead the age of fully electric cars. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Your business deserves better. Better internet, better phones, and better support. At C Spire Business, better is what we do best. With our business internet and phone bundles, you won't just get higher speeds, more reliability, and industry-leading VoIP phones. You'll get local experts who are there for you 24/7. So your business doesn't just run better, it is better. Find the best internet and phone bundle for your business at cspire.com/businessbundle.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And not as bad this morning as 74. I mean, it's compared to 80 earlier this week. I'll say okay. What's the day hold for us today?
Well, we have a nice little breeze there this morning over many areas. Got an east wind that'll be running 10 to 20 miles an hour. Reason for that, we have a tropical depression out in the middle of the Gulf, and that depression is headed generally in a westerly direction toward the Texas coast. And so as it moves by us to the south, we're going to have that easterly wind today. We also can expect some showers and thunderstorms associated with that tropical depression. And that should keep temperatures today near 90 degrees, possibly reaching 90. Tonight, we'll see a few showers and thunderstorms around, lows tonight in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, as that depression moves into the western Gulf, we'll have plenty of moisture coming up around that system. So we can expect periods of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow with a high temperature in the upper 80s. Now, on Saturday, we expect that depression to move into central portions of the Texas coast. And it could become a tropical storm before making landfall. Most likely will be a minimal tropical storm. And as for our area, well, things will improve a bit over the weekend. We'll have some scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly during the afternoon for Saturday and Sunday. And the high temperatures will be in the upper 80s, possibly reaching 90 degrees. And so the worst we'll get out of this will be numerous showers and thunderstorms developing, especially this afternoon and again tomorrow.
All right, Dr. Bill, so that's going to be a Texas thing. With just a rainmaker for them when it goes in?
Yeah, it's going to be a rainmaker, and it'll the center of it will most likely make landfall about halfway between Corpus Christi and Houston, right there in the central portion of the Texas coast, and then gradually move inland through the state. We also have another bit of activity in the tropics. We have a tropical storm, Gonzalo, which is about halfway between Africa and the Caribbean. And that could become a hurricane today, at least a minimal hurricane, as it tracks generally in a westerly direction, a little bit more toward the northwest. And we'll eventually get into the eastern Caribbean in the next few days. Conditions there are not favorable for intensification, so it may drop back to a tropical storm as it gradually crosses the Caribbean and heads up toward most likely Jamaica or the southern coast of Cuba next week. So we'll be watching that for quite a few days.
We had kind of looked at a parade of activity lining up in the Atlantic. After Gonzalo, anything you're watching out there?
There's still a couple of tropical waves that are developing to the east of Gonzalo, but nothing organized at this time.
All right, Dr. Bill. And Saharan dust still affecting this, or is this now a
most of the dust is just to the north. That is, the Hurricane Tropical Storm Gonzalo is along the southern edge of this huge field of dust. That's dry air, so... so far, the storm is making it and will intensify a little bit. But, yeah, there's still quite a bit of dust, but it generally is north of that hurricane, tropical storm. I keep calling it a hurricane because most likely it will be later today or tomorrow as it heads toward the Windward Islands.
Even though we're still not close to prime time when it comes to the hurricane's peak, right? That's a September thing.
Yeah, we've got a long ways to go, the middle part of September, and that's the time that the Atlantic reaches its warmest temperatures. So the Atlantic hurricanes tend to reach their peak then in September, and that carries into the very early part of October, and then after that it begins to rapidly taper off.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, with the forecast and, of course, his eyes on the tropics all hurricane season long. And let me point out, too, with this tropical weather going in towards Texas, we've got rip current warnings along the Gulf Coast. A lot of new people to the station over the last 3 or 4 months, so maybe you've not heard the rants I've done over time. I sure wish people paid as much attention to rip currents as they do to any kind of shark, you know, shark in the Gulf story that panics people. By the way, that's where else are the sharks going to be? That's where they live. But the rip currents live there too, and people seem to disregard them. And this is going on today. So South Baldwin, South Mobile County, this is a real thing. Pay attention to the rip current warnings and make sure you know if you, for some reason, did get caught in a rip current, how to get out of it. We'll talk about that on future shows for sure. All right. Coming up, we'll check in with Dalton for sports headlines on the way from WKRG, plus Captain Bobby with the fishing report heading your way here in just a few. Let's check traffic right now. Here's Kane.
For the Alliance Roofing Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department still on the scene of the accident without injuries, waiting for the wreckers at Airport and Azalea. State troopers just got on the scene of another accident without injuries at Moffitt near Fire Tower. Looks great across the Bayway. Still no major delays from Daphne, Spanish Fort, all the way to Loxley and I-10. Alliance Roofing has been the most trusted roofer in the Mobile and Baldwin County area for over 26 years. Licensed, bonded, and insured from residential to commercial, they've got you covered. Call 580-ROOF for Alliance Roofing. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. Traffic.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. As the sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events, like many, COVID-19 has pushed many of our events back to the future. But slowly and safely, we're moving ahead. Coming up July 24th to 26th, the Mobile Sports Authority presents the Ballin' on the Bay YBOA Showcase Youth Basketball Tournament at the Mobile Convention Center. Teams from all over the country will be competing in this prestigious event. For more info, visit YBOAAlabama.com. Go all out. We do.
Dalton Orwig with FM Talk 106.5. My family trusts only your CBD store of West Mobile to buy our CBD products. I eat a broad-spectrum SunMed gummy every night that helps me sleep and feel more relaxed in stressful situations. My dad takes a CBD tincture to reduce post-surgery inflammation on his knee, and I give my dog PetSafe CBD that's done wonders for his bad hip. If you're interested in finding out how CBD can help you and samples, talk to store owner Joe Brown in person at your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest Road.
741 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you along. Hey, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we're talking to Robert Kennedy Jr. and Rob Holbert. They join us and Captain Bobby here in just about 9 minutes. Yesterday, it was a presser from President Trump along with Attorney General Barr as they discussed an operation using federal resources to help out law enforcement in places where we've done the numbers here. The numbers were already high out there for violent crime, and now with the reduction of police activity, they've even increased more. Bob Constantini from Westwood One with more.
First up will be Chicago, which the president frequently criticizes for its rising murder and shooting statistics. After that, President Trump citing Albuquerque.
A surge of federal law enforcement into American communities plagued by violent crime.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says she's okay with federal agents working alongside her city's police to help lower crime, but she's warned Chicago will not tolerate armed, riot gear-clad, no-name police that have been regularly clashing with racial justice protesters in Portland. Attorney General William Barr.
And we're going to continue to confront mob violence, but the operations we're discussing today are classic crime fighting.
Minutes after the president announced hundreds of federal agents would be sent to Chicago, Mayor Lightfoot responded that she will only allow a hand-in-hand effort as opposed to heavily armed personnel.
That's not democracy that we saw unfolding on the streets of Portland. That's what we call tyranny and dictatorship, and we are not having it in Chicago.
There are racial justice protests in Chicago from time to time, but the effort is to fight violent crime and drug dealing that fuels much of it. However, President Trump holds out the hope mayors will be willing to let him send in tactical units.
I think in their own way, they want us to go in. There'll be a time when they're going to want us to go in full blast, but right now we're sending extra people to help.
It was another solo coronavirus update from the president in the briefing room, saying he is the person who gets advice from the experts and can consolidate a message for the American people.
I would like to see the schools open 100%, and we'll do it safely, we'll do it carefully.
The president's been threatening to withhold federal funds from school systems that don't reopen classrooms in the fall. Many say they will rely on distance learning, while the president insists children have better immune systems.
They don't catch it easily, they don't bring it home easily, and if they do catch it, they get better fast. That is a factor, and we're looking at that very strongly.
That advice echoed by the head of the CDC, who urges schools to get back to classroom learning. Joe Biden's campaign is pulling out the Obama card again. A new one-minute video ad has been cut out of a conversation the former president and his vice president filmed a few weeks ago. It will be targeted to middle-class voters in certain markets, focusing on President Trump's handling of the coronavirus crisis.
Can you imagine standing up when you're a president saying, it's not my responsibility? I take no responsibility.
Literally. Those words didn't come out of our mouths while we were in office.
I don't understand his inability to get a sense of what people are going through.
The president is trying to appear more concerned, starting with Tuesday's personal update to the nation in the briefing room. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Like Bob Costantini using the Obama card term to start using that in our conversations. All right, 745 FM Talk 106.5 Sports is on the way with Dalton. Plus, we'll check in with Captain Bobby Abrascato. It's all straight ahead.
Hey Gulf Coast, Greg Halliday here with Kobe Subaru. If a staycation is part of your summer plans, let Kobe Subaru help. With the Sporty Forester, Travel Ready Outback, and Roomy Third Row Ascent, we're the place to start. With these vehicles having rates as low as 0%, now is the perfect time to buy. Put your first payment off till fall and enjoy the summer. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you. Check us out online at KobeSubaru.com.
It's all about you.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
When your car breaks down, you call a local mechanic, right? Well, when your computer system breaks down, you need to call the local experts at Tech Solution. Tech Solution is the choice for managed IT service, networking, computer repair, and cybersecurity. TechSolutionLLC.biz is your solution to getting back in business fast. Call Tech Solution before the next crash happens and save your business time, stress, and money. Find them at TechSolutionLLC.biz or on Facebook. That's TechSolutionLLC.biz.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The head of the Alabama Hospital Association says the state needs more healthcare workers. Dr. Don Williamson says workers are fatigued and many of them have been infected with COVID-19 while treating patients. Alabama and other states have seen a spike in confirmed cases after the 4th of July weekend. Williamson says cities like Mobile, Birmingham, and Dothan are at a critical stage with intensive care beds quickly filling up. Mobile County's soccer complex officially opens today. The long-awaited sports facility will hold its grand opening ceremony and first exhibition games this evening. Phase one of that project is already done. That includes two tournament-quality fields, two practice fields, an entrance road, a parking lot, and lighting. And there's plenty of room at the complex for future expansion. Pope Francis sent his condolences following the death of Archbishop Emeritus Oscar Lipscomb. The Catholic Week shared the letter the pontiff sent to Archbishop Thomas Rohde. Pope Francis says he was saddened to learn of the former Archbishop's death and sends his thoughts to the members of the Archdiocese of Mobile. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Do you need a new set of off-road tires? Do you want them installed at your home or office? This is Scott Blair, owner of 2U Tire and Tire Industry Association, certified instructor, and now is the time to buy. How does a $70 rebate when you buy a set of Toyo Open Country or Nitto Grappler tires sound? This includes the popular 35, 12, 50 by 20, as well as other popular sizes. But here's the catch. This promotion is only for a short few days from July 16th through August 2nd. That's it. When it's gone, it's gone. With this much rebate offered, you may want to add a set of custom wheels to go with your new tires. We can swap the tire sensors over to the new set, and you're all good to go. So give me a call at 251-415-5500 or log on to 2utire.com. That's the number 2, letter U, tire.com.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
All right, 749 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings, and it's time for sports. It appears that the Alabama High School fall sports will begin on time this season. Yesterday, the AHSAA Central Board approved the association's return to play best practices, recommended guidelines. Today, Executive Director Steve Savarese has a scheduled virtual press conference at 1 p.m. where he's expected to officially announce the return to play plan. Under the approved rules, fall sports teams have the option to begin fall workouts this coming Monday and can hold their first competitions on August 20th. Just in time for the start of the 2020 Major League Baseball season, superstar outfielder Mookie Betts and the LA Dodgers agreed yesterday to a 12-year, $365 million contract extension. The deal for the former American League MVP tops the previous extension record of $360 million, which was signed by Mike Trout last year. Betts' contract includes a record $65 million signing bonus. He's the sixth MLB player to sign a contract worth over $300 million. The 27-year-old had spent his entire career with Boston until the Dodgers acquired him from the Red Sox in a blockbuster trade over the winter. Betts is considered one of the best all-around players in baseball. He's a four-time All-Star with four gold gloves and won the World Series and AL MVP award with Boston back in 2018. The Dodgers have now locked up a young roster full of stars for the near future. They've won seven consecutive NL West division titles and lost two World Series in the last four seasons. In NBA news, the New Orleans Pelicans announced Wednesday that rookie forward Zion Williamson has been getting tested daily for the coronavirus since he's been away from the team. The Pelicans added that although there's no timetable for his return, Williamson fully intends to rejoin the team. Zion left the Pelicans and Disney's NBA bubble back on July 16th because of a family medical emergency. According to NBA protocol, if Williamson continues to test negative each day that he's gone, he only has to quarantine for 4 days upon his return. The Pelicans will face the Utah Jazz on July 30th on the opening night of the league's restart. For Zion to be eligible to play in that game, he'd have to be back in the bubble by this Sunday. On the sports schedule for today, it's MLB opening day finally for the shortened 2020 regular season. Tonight at 6, the season begins with the World Series champion Washington Nationals hosting the New York Yankees. Then at 9 o'clock, the LA Dodgers will host San Francisco. Both of those games will air on ESPN. The NASCAR Cup Series hits the track at Kansas Speedway for the final midweek race of the 2020 season. Points leader Kevin Harvick won the pole position in a drawing, with Joey Logano starting to his side. The green flag will fly not long after 6:45 tonight on NBCSN. And the first round of the 3M Open in Minnesota begins this morning on the PGA Tour. Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka are the pre-tournament favorites. Live coverage begins at 1:30 on the Golf Channel. 7:52 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hey, talking with my friend Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and businesses opening back up. What can y'all do to help them get things cleaned up around those businesses and get people in that front door?
Well, like you said, we can start with just a cleanup and maybe just a tweak in the design to kind of get people excited about coming through the front door and freshen up the look of the building. But we don't really stop there either. We really kind of take an approach towards how efficient is the maintenance going to be and an eye towards ongoing maintenance and care. So we really have a strong background, as you know, in maintenance. So we take a look at from there as well.
We know the exterior of our business is a reflection on what we do, so it's more important than ever to make sure we're inviting people in and we got a place that looks great.
Exactly, and we're here to help them with that.
All right, tell us how to get in touch with y'all and get these services right away.
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for periods of showers and thunderstorms. The high's around 90 degrees. Tonight, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
My caretaker was very rough with me, but I thought they did it because I wasn't moving fast enough.
My son was supposed to help take care of me, but he was never around.
Elder abuse is a crime, and together we can stop it. If you or someone you know has been abused, neglected, or exploited, call the Adult Abuse Hotline at 1-800-458-7214. That's 1-800-458-7214. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the ABA, and this station.
Good morning for the Pierce Law Firm.com traffic center at Moffitt and Fire Tower. They're wrapping up an accident there. Also, another one without injuries at Airport and Azalea has that right across the Bayway and the Causeway. Looks good. No major backups and no new wrecks in the roadways. Due to a shortage in produce, market in the park scheduled for this Saturday, July 25th, has been canceled. Find out more great activities from the City of Mobile's Special Events Department at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Right, 7:54, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Thursday. Time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And bring on the star of the show from the A-Team, my buddy, Captain Bobby Abrascato. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Are you fishing?
I am fishing. Actually,
okay, so I'm not nearly as good as you are. Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm not doing as well as you are, though.
One of those banner mornings, I can tell you, dude. It's just been phenomenal. Little showers. We're on a wade trip right now, and actually, I'm standing in chest deep water talking to you on my phone. I couldn't just go wait in the truck. I had to just bring my phone back out here because when I was walking back to get my phone, I watched them catch six more fish. So I just had to get back in the middle of it, but. Man, you know, it's just one of them days. You know, we got this little system coming through. I got plenty of cloud cover. As a matter of fact, I'm kind of getting a little bit of drizzle on me right now. But it's just, you know, it's one of them days that the fish bit, and we got around some fish, and it's just, I mean, it's just been a whack fest. Been phenomenal. I'm being hard-headed and throwing topwaters, and they're out fishing me. I'm getting as many bites as they are, but obviously they're hooking way more on the slick lure than I am on the topwater. But I, you know how we are with this topwater lure, brother. It just doesn't happen
right.
Enough
you and I
times
both.
Where you can put it down when they're biting it.
Yeah, it's too much fun. And what you pointed out is you're kind of extending the normal morning topwater bite for the fact that you got some cloud cover out there that's kind of just making
cover,
it making it
wind,
extended.
A little bit higher water levels, which I really like. They're covering up some of this stuff. Some of the fish that we're catching right now on the low we're in areas right now that would be dry land on low tide, but you get two or three days of these higher water levels and these fish will pull up there where that bait is, and that's where we're catching them right now. And of course, this system, I guess, is going to be through here by sometime tomorrow, so it looks like the weekend's really going to be a good weekend to fish. We're going to have these the easterly component winds, which is what's kept our water really pretty down at the lower end of the bay, you know, as opposed to typically this time of year we're starting to get more of a west deal. But this we've had east winds now for a couple, or, you know, easterly component winds for a couple weeks now. Man, the water's just really pretty everywhere down at the lower end of the bay, and then even well up into the bay. Some of the best fishing's really been down more in the Sound, which fishes, we've talked about this numerous times on the show, which fishes much better on the east wind versus a west wind. So that kind of opened that opportunity there. Again, I'm kind of off pattern right now because we're fishing such shallow water. This was a scheduled way trip, but we're fishing really shallow water. The true pattern right now is still going to be that deep structure in the Sound. Those are the reefs and wrecks and so forth that you can find in water deeper than 8 feet, and fishing live bait obviously under a slip cork or a tight line is the way to go.
All right, Captain Bobby, tell folks how to get a trip booked with you and the A-Team.
Going to get just get us on ateamfishing.com, which is our contact us tab. I'm staring at the most beautiful rainbow right now. I'm gonna try and take a picture of it when I get off the phone. I'll send it in to you guys and even get it up there. But yeah, ateamfishing.com is our website, and it's got all of our contact information on it.
All right, good stuff, Captain Bobby. We appreciate the update, and we'll check back with you soon.
All right, gang, y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. The FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company. Go check them out today, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings coming your way next. One of the simplest ways a business can help increase workplace protection and safety is by installing plexiglass barriers to create a physical separation between employees and the public. These acrylic partitions are made locally at Alpha Plastics in Mobile. They have the materials on hand to produce any size partition, including your cutouts if needed, for use in schools, restaurants, cashiers, and reception areas, even portable shields needed for client meetings that are outside the office. Hey, skip the long wait of ordering online or from out of state. Alpha Plastics clear acrylic shields are stronger than glass, but much lighter, easier to move, and can remain a permanent protective barrier for years to come. And they're affordable, helping you get your business open, and stay safe. Call Alpha Plastics today at 471-1130. That's 471-1130. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
She's the leading educator and retailer of hemp CBD products in South Alabama, and she's on a mission to change the way we look at cannabis. Jennifer Boozer presents Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. With guests from every corner of the hemp industry to advocates for legalization, Jennifer leads the discussion of all things cannabis in Alabama. Join Jennifer Boozer every Monday at